Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses: Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Midtex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Well, Max, this is Easter weekend. Big things are happening today.
Yes, sir, Roy. It's an honor and privilege to be hosting the Easter events at the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. And, you know, we're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And, you know, that's what this is about. That's what Christians are about. We're the only people on the planet that have a God who was willing to die for his kids. And so that's what makes us different from everybody. That's what makes our God the God. Everything else is counterfeit, but we're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and that's what we're doing.
Well, every week, Max, we always talk about a miracle a week, and I think a lot of folks out there look forward to that. If you don't mind, share our miracle of the week.
Okay, well, you know, Jesus, we're talking about his resurrection. Literally, he was dead, and he came back to life, And, you know, he then, Jesus, in his book, he explained that his kids are going to get to do things like he did. And the word even says, and even greater things, Jesus said out of his own mouth. And a lot of people try to figure out what he means by that. But generally, he's pretty straight with what he says. He means what he says. And, you know, we got to where we kind of got into this garden thing was we went to see a man that supposedly had raised somebody from the dead. And you know, it was Dr. Mahesh Chavda. It was back in 2001 in Austin. And we were curious because he had been known. He just raised a little boy from the dead that had been dead and for several days and had three death certificates or something. And he prayed for some little boy that raised up in the morgue while his uncle was sitting there next to the body or something. And anyways, it was that guy we went to see in Austin that was speaking. And I, you know, my roots are Baptist, and that's a pretty wild deal for a Baptist. And Sherry and I went, and that was when he called Sherry and me out of the audience and said, "You, the artist, and your wife, stand up." And he said, spoke a prophetic word and said, "You're going to be involved in restoring the tabernacle, and God's going to use your artwork."
I never forgot that day.
And no, and, and it's recorded, and it's on video on our websites. But that's how this whole garden vision began. It was really because of our curiosity in a resurrection. But Easter, the resurrection that happened with Jesus, was unlike any other resurrection.
Well, we have Loweda Roski back again, and she's going to be involved, of course, today. We're doing a lot of stuff for us. If you would introduce her and let the audience know a little bit about
who she is. Sure, Loweda is one of our trustees, but she's also involved today and this weekend with the music, with the ministry, with everything that we're doing up here. She's responsible for a whole lot of it, and she's a mighty woman of God and a mother and a grandmother and gifted musically, a prophetic word, prophet, teacher, preacher, and can kind of just do it all. And so she's really making this thing work this weekend. And so she's blessing, you know, thousands of people here. We hope to have, when we get through with the counting, you know, maybe even 3,000 to 5,000 people.
Loweda, the resurrection is the central event of history. Why is that?
Well, if Christ didn't rise again from the dead, there'd be no hope for us. And, you know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it says, if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You're still in your sins. If he didn't rise from the dead, if he wasn't who he said he was, he'd just be like all these others that claim to be the Savior, claim to be the Messiah, claim to be the way to heaven, which you can go back and their bones are in the grave. But Jesus Christ said, "I will rise again." He came to die for us. He came so our sins could be forgiven, but he had to rise again to be at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. And because he rose again, we will rise again. Otherwise, there's no hope, and it's all a lie. But it is not a lie, because Jesus Christ rose, and he was seen by many people after he rose from the dead. I mean, the disciples saw him. Hundreds saw them.
Hundreds,
I mean, and they tried to, the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the high priest tried to pay the soldiers off, say that they came and stole in the middle of the night. And that's not what happened. I mean, the stone was rolled away. Jesus came forth. And by the way, the stone was rolled away, not so that Jesus could escape, but so they could see that the tomb was empty. And he arose. And they tried to keep it quiet because they didn't want the word to get out that Jesus did what he said he's going to do. He rose again from the dead. But there were all these, like Max said, hundreds of witnesses that he is alive. I don't want to serve a dead God. I don't want to serve a dead Savior. He's alive. And he said, "The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal body."
You know, Loweda, a lot of people think that this whole thing is a myth, it's a legend or a fable. What do you have to say to that?
Well, I think they just need to go to the Word. They just need to go to the Word and read it in every account of the gospel. And it's throughout the whole Bible, front to back, is the salvation of Christ, that Jesus is going to come. It's not a fable. It is the truth.
Now, many atheists have tried to debunk the Bible, mm-hmm. and try to prove Jesus was a fable and God was a fable or a legend, and they wound up getting saved. Because the evidence there, we have historic evidence,
yes.
We have prophetic evidence, we have spiritual evidence, and then you got all these millions of people, billions, running around having this experience with God named Jesus Christ. So you've got all of this evidence, and why in this world today we've got so many different voices saying they are God, they have the mm-hmm. way, they have the deal. Those are all counterfeits. Satan is that's what he does. His deal is deception. So all he has to do is get you off the mark.
Mm-hmm.
But all you have to do to find out who's the real God is say, "Who's the real God? If Jesus is God, show me." Mm-hmm. And guess what? God does, because he just wants you to ask. He doesn't force. He's a free will God.
So you have ancient scripture and personal experience.
Yes, and you know, you came way too late to talk me out of my relationship with God, because I've been through too much, and he's been with me. He set me free. I mean, I could go on and on about my testimony of what God did, but let me just say this. If it hadn't been for God, a personal, intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, I would not be sitting here today. You can't. Those that don't believe, they came too late to try to talk me out of it, because I have a personal relationship.
So God actually talks to you?
He does. He said, my sheep know my voice, and another they will not follow. And so he does. He talks to you through your word, through other people and circumstances. He speaks.
Yeah, see, that's the difference between relationship and religion. When you have a relationship, it's with a person. And that person's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And so he talks, we listen, and we talk, and he listens.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly, it's an interactive relationship. It's not dead religion. And that's the difference, that he is a person that is alive, and he is alive in us because he's come to live. We are the temple now of the Holy Spirit and of God.
I can't say this word here. So
Yeshua?
Yeshua. So Jesus, Yeshua,
Yeshua
was the sacrificial lamb slain for the world.
Yeah, you want to talk about that?
Well, thankfully, Jesus said yes to come and to die for us. He was sinless, but yet he was tempted in every way which we were, and we are. But he didn't sin. And because he came and he offered his life for us, now we can have a relationship with him, and we are promised that we will go to heaven, that we will be resurrected, we will go and be with him. But it just touches me knowing that he left his Father in heaven. He left the perfection of
paradise.
Heaven, all the glory. He
mm-hmm.
left paradise. He left all the glory to come for me in my mess, to come for me in my sin. He sacrificed. He gave his life. He did not have to do it, but he did because he loves me and he loves you.
Yeah, you know, the deal is God decided that he wanted a creation with his children that had a free will relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So that we're not forced, that we can choose. And by giving us that choice, it says we're made in his image. He has a choice.
Mm-hmm.
He has free will. But when he gave us free will, and the Satan was in the creation that was a fallen angel, that free will has got us all into a whole lot of trouble. But God, and it can get bad. I mean, but because of the sacrifice of Christ, none of us could live up to the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, he set that out to set a form of righteousness that people could see, this is how you live, children. If you do these things, your life's going to go well. If you don't, it's not mm-hmm. going to go well. And what we start doing, we immediately started disobeying. And so, but it was our choice to disobey. But the thing about God is he'll come right to you when you turn and you repent. And so what happened is the Jews could not, in Hebrews, first, could not kill enough sacrifices because mm-hmm. we were sinning so much mm-hmm. as a people. And so God planned it so that Jesus would be crucified right during the Passover of all the Jewish, historic feasts and stuff, where they normally take an innocent lamb and they sacrifice that lamb without blemish, and that was Christ. And so he was the Lamb of God that was slain when literally thousands of lambs were being slain in Jerusalem mm-hmm. at the Passover, the one lamb went to a cross and was slain for our sins. And he took all of our sins. And so today, we don't have to kill any more lambs or doves or birds. Our Savior died for us. He's resurrected on Easter, and he's done that for us so we can all be in heaven with him.
He thinks that you are to die for. The Lord believes that you are worth dying for. He thinks you are to die for. Whoever's listening, know that he loves you so much in the biggest mess that you could ever be in, the biggest pit, the biggest sin, the biggest trap, the biggest addiction. He loved you enough. He saw you down through time that he willingly became the sacrifice for you so that he can pull you up out of that pit, set you free, and fill you with resurrection power.
Max, can anybody be saved?
You know, that's the cool thing about our God. Whosoever, the Bible talks about in John 3:16, it's for all of us. It's for anybody that calls on his name. And it doesn't make any difference how old you are, where you are, how sick you are, what evil you have done. Anybody, if they will come to Jesus and basically invite him in to take over their life and repent of their sins, his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, comes inside of them and they become a new creation. And that's what Lueta is, that's what I am, that's what Sherry is this God came into us, and we're now a new creation. But it's open to anybody, but you have to come to him. He will not force you to receive him.
So that's pretty much what they have to do. They have to come to Jesus.
Yes.
They have to ask.
That's what even they make, the secular world makes fun of it. They call it a come to Jesus moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know why they say that? Because so many lives are radically changed after their come to Jesus moment. Mm-hmm. I mean, when it is real, you know, murderers are no longer murderers. Drug addicts are no longer drug addicts. Pedophiles are no longer pedophiles. That God is the only one that can heal that inner man.
Our event is happening today, right now.
Right.
Max, a little bit more about what's going on today and tomorrow.
Well, it's just going to be praise and worship and testimonies and just a lot of good things for families to do. It's welcome. You know, all families are welcome. And free parking? Free parking, shuttles. It's going to be going, you know, and
there's
the gardens.
There's food there. Yeah, you got food.
And the garden's open 365 days a year. So so come no matter when, because it's open from 7 a.m. until midnight every night.
And
so
on Sunday, we have a sunrise service at 7 a.m.
Right.
Noeta?
Yeah, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. We're going to have worship. We're going to have speakers. We're going to have an anointed message. And we have hundreds and hundreds of people that come and
you're
worship.
Have fun.
Yes,
you're
we
enjoy
are.
It. You're going to be
celebrate.
Blessed. Celebration going on today and tomorrow at the Cross in Kerrville. Max, where is it at, and how can people get more information about it?
Yeah, it's in Kerrville, Texas, right up Interstate 10 from San Antonio, about 60 miles, and it's the first exit 508, and you'll see a big American flag at the Chevrolet dealer, and right behind that flag is a big empty cross, and that's the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden right on Benson Drive. So
website.
Just come right on. It's just www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org.
Max and Sherry Griner, thank you very much for being here. And Loeta Rashke, thank you so much for being here with
thank
us.
Thank you.
Here's Sherry Griner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, this is Sherry again with you this week with our comments. And our first one I have for you today is again from Colonel Bill Lewis, our 92, almost 93-year-old, the Coming King Foundation tour guide chaplain. And he says, magnificent Monday, Max and all. The winter Texans are raving about the weather and the beautiful garden. We had folks from Iowa, Arkansas, South Carolina, the Dakotas, plus some good Texans from Corpus and the Valley, San Antonio, and some home folks. All of my visitors assured me they knew their Savior and sure that they had a home in heaven on the horizon. Our friends arrived as singles, couples, one group of three, and finally a family of six from San Antonio. A two-month-old little guy and his big 2-year-old sister blessed me with among all the other visitors. The little girl, who was very cute chatterbox, she was interested in everything that had questions for everyone that would listen. A lady from South Carolina provided the best descriptive phrase. The garden is absolutely marvelous. The layout is perfect. I can't imagine a more perfect design. She, as you can see, liked what she observed. The perfect weather contributed to the time that they spent with us and to their activities. The prayer and meditation path had a lot of composers in action. The scripture verses received lots of attention, and people were spending more time than usual reading them and in all the other signage. I count the time well spent on the mountain, all joy. I had time for private prayer for many of you and for Lou and for my family. God bless each of you as you continue to serve him. Colonel Bill Lewis. And from Pastor Jack Rothenfluh from C10 in Kerrville, Texas. He says, I never get tired of hearing God's stories with this project, and as it continues to become His, capital all caps, His place, built by His kids and provided by His loving intervention. Yay, God. And SJB Webmaster from Texas, TripAdvisor, says, peace to everyone's heart, a place to ponder. I can totally feel the strong presence of God flowing through me. And another one from TripAdvisor, pretty gardens. We enjoyed all the sculptures and the views. My favorite, other than the cross, was It Is Finished sculpture. And Burndell Richard from Google Reviews left a note and said, this is a wonderful place of prayer. I highly recommend it. Tina from San Antonio said, thank you for your vision of appreciation and thoughtfulness for the blessings received from our Lord to everyone. And our last one is, thank you, God, for being here. It is beautiful. This was sent in from Deborah De La Garza. And come back next week, and we'll have some more for you.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse DePlantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good Spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.